Federal Reserve cuts interest rates for second straight meeting. The Federal Reserve followed through on a second consecutive interest rate cut as officials continued to unwind the central bank's inflation-fighting tight monetary policy of the past 2 years. Following its half-point rate cut at the September Federal Open Market Committee policy meeting, the Fed trimmed the benchmark federal funds rate to a range of 4.5% to 4.75%. Recent indicators suggest that economic activity has continued to expand at a solid pace. Since earlier in the year, labor market conditions have generally eased, and the unemployment rate has moved up but remains low, the Fed said in a FOMC statement on November 7. Inflation has made progress toward the committee's 2% objective but remains somewhat elevated. The vote in favor of a quarter-point cut was unanimous. Investors widely telegraphed a quarter-point rate cut at the November policy meeting. Future market data also signal that traders expect another 25 basis point reduction to the federal funds rate next month. Byron Anderson, the head of fixed income at Laffer Tengler Investments, does not believe the central bank should pause rate cuts to allow bond markets and the broader Wall Street arena to digest the 2024 election results. The Fed has an opportunity with bond markets selling off aggressively today to pause and allow the market to figure this out without adding another variable to the mix, Anderson said in a note. There is a real possibility the Fed is going to exacerbate the bond sell-off with a rate cut of any size. U.S. Treasury yields rocketed in the immediate election aftermath, with the benchmark 10-year yield rising above 4.4%, up from the year's low of 3.62%. The 20- and 30-year yields also advanced, climbing to 4.7% and 4.59%, respectively. The markets currently are expecting inflation and deficit spending to increase under the Trump presidency, which may or may not happen, but markets need time to digest information, Anderson added. But the Fed has plenty of space to lower interest rates and still keep things in order, said Mark Malek, the chief information officer at Siebert Financial. However, there is no rush, given recently positive economic data, and the economic unknowns that will come in the year ahead, Malek said in a note. A second Trump term and the Fed. While the central bank has already indicated it would recalibrate monetary policy amid moderating inflation and a softening labor market, the Fed will now navigate a shifting political landscape following President-elect Donald Trump's victory. Amid speculation that the Fed would be cutting interest rates, Trump suggested this past spring that it is something that they know they shouldn't be doing, so close to an election. In September, the central bank voted to ease policy for the first time in more than 4 years, following through with a jumbo 50 basis point cut. A new survey suggested that many Americans think the Fed is playing politics. According to a recent WalletHub Fed rate report, 74% of U.S. adults say the Fed is cutting rates for political reasons. Additionally, the study highlighted that more than two-thirds of Americans are concerned that cutting rates will exacerbate inflation. Monetary officials have repeatedly dismissed the political implications of their decision-making, alluding to the institution's independence and the lag of their policy measures. Fed Chair Jerome Powell told reporters at the September post-meeting press conference that his colleagues always consider what's the right thing to do for the people we serve, rather than an election date. We don't put up any other filters, Powell said. I think if you start doing that, I don't know where you stop. And so we just don't do that. So, what would a Trump presidency mean for the Fed? Powell's term expires in 2026, and he has confirmed he intends to complete the remainder of his time at the central bank. Trump, meanwhile, has said he would not fire Powell but would not reappoint him either. I would let him serve it out, especially if I thought he was doing the right thing, Trump told Bloomberg in June. In August, Trump suggested presidents should have at least a say in monetary policy actions. I think that in my case, I made a lot of money, I was very successful, and I think I have a better instinct than in many cases, people that would be on the Federal Reserve or the chairman, Trump told reporters at his Mar-a-Lago residence. The conflict between Powell and Trump is nothing new in the political coliseum, says Jeffrey Roach, the chief economist for LPL Financial. Presidents have often found themselves in conflict with Fed leadership, going back to many infamous debates between Fed Chairman Greenspan and Presidents Reagan, Bush I, Clinton, and Bush II, he said in an emailed note. The executive branch's efforts to influence monetary policy for the sake of public policy are nothing new, so markets shouldn't be surprised by lively rhetoric in the coming administration. The next two-day Fed policy meeting is scheduled for December 17 and 18.